In preparation for the City of Culture, we're taking on a number of ventures around the city centre, and I was given this opportunity by Moderna Arts, who are based in Bristol, to use this space. They gave me the keys, they trusted me, and they said basically have at it, and that's what we did.
And it's a wonderfully prominent location, this former bank.
The first priority when we saw the building was use the windows, because they'd been whitewashed and left just dirty white paint for so long. We thought, clean them off, get something bright, get something colourful. So the first thing we did was put out a project proposal called One Week Behind Glass, where we invited local artists to come in, do some work in full view of the public, and let the public actually see the artistic process.
So can we go and take a look?
Yep, sure, I'll take you in. First of all, this is Matt Collier.
This is all done, by the looks of it, with a permanent marker pen.
Freehand, yeah, on the window, hopefully trying to attract some people in.
So describe your piece for me.
It's like a sort of landscape at the bottom with a character in there. Tree, sort of tree, and then going into a totem pole with the flower at the top.
Often there's that sort of notion that art is a very private, personal thing, but you're actually creating and designing in front of the public as they're wandering past eating their chips.
Yeah, it's really therapeutic. It's like it's really free. I don't want to sound, you know, kind of all hippie-ish, but it is really free. It feels really good. It's a good relaxed atmosphere. You get a good sense of everybody's in it, you know, for the same reason.
And what's the reaction from the public been like when you've been working?
Good, really good. People sort of walking by and being shocked by it, and various comments. I thought it was fake. I thought it was a mannequin. Not another gallery, oh no. Not that there's enough in Hull. I think there's just needs to be more things like this in general, to be honest. If we can get more things like this, pop-up art galleries or permanent, then it can only add to culture.
So you've seen the ground floor, and now we've got another two floors of the building. So we're going to hopefully let it just grow organically. And if people want to get involved and they need a space, then we have a full two floors that people get involved in, do space. They have short residency if they just want a studio. We've had installation proposals, sound art people. We even had someone who wants to use the place to film a short film.
Yeah, there's a lot of people think are, you know, artists, slightly odd, slightly eccentric, quirky, sort of hiding away, making work, and then just putting it on a wall. The process is more interesting. Seeing artists doing what they love is a lot more interesting than sometimes the end of the work. Mm. And it's a kind of letting people in on that mystery. A lot of heart goes into the opening of an exhibition, a lot of really hard work. So it's nice that the public can come by and see how that happens rather than just get a preview invite and just turn up and look at the work and leave.
What's amazing about this gallery then is it's alive.
Yes.
When can we come and see it?
Oh.
Friday to the public.
Come in and chat to us and see what we've been doing and talk about the process. I mean, a lot of people have been coming by every day, you know, on the way home from work. They sort of look in and you see a smile like, oh, they've done that now. There's something else has happened. So it'd be nice to actually really get them in and talk to them about what we've done.